Welcome to the Entrepreneurs in Bali podcast, where the spirit of adventure meets the passion of entrepreneurship. Nestled in the heart of Indonesia's paradise island, Bali, we bring you stories of daring individuals who have woven their dreams into the fabric of this magical place. Each episode dives into the journeys of innovators and creators who have chosen Bali not just as a backdrop, but as a vital participant in their entrepreneurial voyage. From the rice fields to the surf beaches, from digital nomads to local visionaries, join us as we uncover the challenges and triumphs of building a business in Bali. Whether you're seeking inspiration, adventure, or insights into the world of entrepreneurship in one of the most beautiful settings on earth, you've found your community right here. So tune in and let's embark on this journey together. Welcome to Entrepreneurs in Bali.
Welcome to episode number 6. So the other day, the one guest that I had on in the podcast, he told me that he watched the intro, which is episode number 2, and that's where my intentions, at least, was to share my own story. So obviously I did, but he also mentioned that he still doesn't exactly know what I do, so I'm guessing I probably drifted off topic a bit in the intro. So I'll do one now where I only focus on the business aspect of my story so that anyone listening will understand who the author of the podcast is and where I'm coming from and why I decided to make a podcast to begin with in the first place. I actually think that I was always, since a little boy, like a little bit of an entrepreneur in me. I can still remember I was grade 2, I believe. So I was 8 years old and I remember I had a friend and they had the vet in town, small town in Mariesburg. Just next to the vet, there was a little river flowing and the mud/sand there was super like clay texture, like hard kind of mud. That was like gold for me when I discovered that with that friend. I'm like, whoa, we can make things out of this and then sell it. And we're like making a little mushroom thingy. And I took it home and obviously it's still wet and stuff. It's not clay. It was clay like mud, but it was still mud. And I went to my mother. I'm like, mother, I want to put this in the oven so that it can dry and then we can sell it. And she didn't approve. Obviously not. Wonder why she didn't want mud in her oven. Don't know. But yeah, I think that was like my very first experience, or at least memory that I have of where I wanted to make money. And that's just the first. It was in school at the time. I took black, like a line, but it's stretchy, like a piece of rope. Not exactly sure what you call that, but I tied it at the end, made it look super nice, and then took the thread, I took that and took like 3 different colors. For example, if I did rasta colors like red, gold, and green, I would take that and I turned it around thousands and thousands of times around this little springy line black, just until there's no more black visible and it looks like super nice, glued it on, and then I sold that as like little arm bracelets things. And that did quite well for a school kid. Obviously not something I would do now, but I think my backbone was definitely a lot of that kind of mindset. I do believe I might have, not might, definitely got it a lot from my parents. My mother, when I grew up, she had a draping company where she basically did drapes for weddings and things like that. And then she also had always, until today, still a lot of things that she used to do, like on the side. She sold jewelry at the time, sold until today, like art and things like that. And a lot of things that's just like property There's so many things she's been doing. Can't even name all of them. And my dad, he had a car dealership, which he got from his dad, since I was born, for up until grade 4. Then we moved to Langebaan, so he sold that, started a new business with a partner in Vredenburg, which is just outside Langebaan in South Africa, and then a paint shop where he sold paint, then a painting company, like contracting company. Yeah, so I guess definitely my example that I've been seeing since day one was definitely business all the way, entrepreneur all the way. I do still believe that the kind of mindset that we had in the household was still like the traditional kind of way of, you have not have to, but the ideal was always for all of the kids to go to college, to study and get a job. And that's not what I would want my kids to be dreaming of, if I can say it like that. But obviously, that's the idea that the majority, I would say 99% of households have. But what I've seen, and I came out of yachting just before I escaped the rat race, there I saw with countless millionaires and billionaires, since I'm literally working on the yacht, interacting with the billionaires and millionaires, I saw firsthand how they raise their kids, like the kind of mindset they have, and that was super inspiring. I learned so much from mindset to even their daily tasks, like the things that they keep themselves busy with. Like, for example, the one time it was in Barcelona, and the owner of the yacht, he came from Australia, super cool guy, he's so nice, such an amazing guy. And not just him, his whole family, everyone's just like super great. And his kid, he was 16 at that time, I believe. And me and my girlfriend of that time had to like look after him, but just keep him like busy in company in the apartment, because his whole family went to Australia, but he stayed behind in Barcelona, and he was 16, so obviously couldn't drive. So I left the yacht for that time, and like stayed in the apartment with my girlfriend and drove him around and did some things around the house. But I took my PlayStation there and wanted to play PlayStation, and I know he's super big on football, soccer for some countries. And I took FIFA, I can't even remember which one it was, but I took FIFA the game with, because I knew he would like it, and I thought he's going to be super amped and want to play PlayStation the whole time. And he played one game and he said he's going to go back to work now. So that just, I was shocked. I was like, what? Like, obviously he likes it. I know he does, but he clearly had that mindset of, this is wasting time. Like, this is not productive. It's not time efficient, nothing. And I, since then, I can't remember at what point I sold the PlayStation. I think it was at COVID 2020. But at that point, I was like, I realized how important time is. And I started to value my time at that time as well, but a lot more in the coming years. And I just noticed like how much time we actually waste with things like PlayStation, things like scrolling on social media, that doom scrolling. That's just such a waste of time. Now I've been wishing to be able to play PlayStation, but I actually think that was the last time I've ever played PlayStation, was back then. It's something that you will have to sacrifice. You will have to sacrifice those time wasters. I'm not referring just to PlayStation or whatever might be a time waster in other people's daily life, but it's things like that that will hold you back. And it might sound like something small, it might sound like something that's not so important, but at the end of the day, if you calculate how many hours you were sitting playing something like that for in an entire year, that's a lot and a lot of hours. I remember when I was small, I was playing Sims on the computer, and yeah, I would play Sims midday, I'll start playing. The next morning my dad will get up, go to work, and I'm still playing. Like, at that point you don't realize how much time you're actually wasting. It's fun, you see it as you're just spending your time. And that's the thing, if you have a full-time job, you, including myself, used to tell myself, when I get home, I can waste time. Then I'm allowed to waste time because I've worked so hard all day. That is crap. That shouldn't be your excuse. Your excuse should be, I work so hard on somebody else's dream, because when you work a full-time job, you are building somebody else's dream. You're not building your own. You're making somebody else rich. When you get home, you should be more motivated to work harder then, because now you get to work on your own dream. You get to make your own future a shiny golden brick of a future, if I can call it like that. To skip forward, I want to keep myself on the same track and not continue with too many stories. I know stories is always the good thing, and it keeps the mind fascinated, and it's always nice. I love stories, so everyone does. I don't want to drift off the topic of where it all came from. So at that point I was in yachting. At first I was doing like 3D animation job. That was an office job, and I felt like the work was very fun. It was very creative kind of work. I loved it. But I did feel like I'm more of an outside kind of person than an office person. I like to be a bit more physical with things. So I decided to do yachting, and I also wanted to get outside of South Africa. So I did yachting, and then I also saw that as a good opportunity to meet the elite level of people and see how they do things, what they do, and so forth. So I took that opportunity. Up until today, I still have some amazing contacts of some very wealthy people, and I'll cherish that and them forever. I learned skills that I would never have had if I weren't in yachting. So I'm very thankful for yachting, but it was definitely a love-hate relationship. I think every single yachty, they love it the first season, and then after that it's like, ah. It's such hard work. You do work your ass off 14 hours a day for 6 months with no days off. It's not unheard of. That's something quite normal, and it's crazy. Like, honestly, it's blood sucking. You don't always notice it when you're still enjoying it, but after a few years, as I've noticed, and especially you notice it after you start to lose family members. That's the thing. That's the awakening in it, because you're working, you're living your life, you meet people, they come and they go. It's fun. It's definitely not something that you don't enjoy, but when you start to lose people at home, at that point you realize, I'm literally selling my life away. Because the last few years of my dad, I didn't get to have that with him. The last few years of my grandmother, I didn't get to have that with her. What was I doing? I was selling my life for some wealthy people making their dreams come true. Being, in that case, a comfortable life on a yacht. That's unfortunately the reality of yachting. I do love it. I'm very thankful for my time in yachting, but I do not want to go back. I've had my time. I've did my time. Now it's freedom, all that I've worked for. And I spent that 14 hours working and then worked on my own work afterwards. I sacrificed time with friends. I still spend time with friends, but most of the time when they went out having fun, I was sitting doing work. When they went to bed to try and get in some sleep, I was living off 4, sometimes 3 hours of sleep for, I don't even know how many days in a row. My body adapted to that, but I was goal-driven. I knew I had to get out of yachting, so I made sure that I would, and I did, which I'm very thankful for myself. I have no one else to thank for it, but I definitely did my best to make sure that I get out. In 2020, as I said in the intro, I started a few businesses, some of which didn't work out so well, some of which worked out, but just took up too much of my time. And with me only having like 3 hours a day, I had to focus my time on those that's making the most amount of money for the return on my time investment. And that's when I came down to 2 businesses. I still have more, there is more, but I'm not really focusing on them. Most of the businesses is super one-man kind of thing. Everything is automated in the sense of softwares and systems, so that there's less people. That also allowed me to be able to work 3 hours on my own stuff a day. Because if I had 20 people working, I wouldn't have been able to do that, because I had, managing people actually takes up more time than running a business, because I can run a business with 6 different softwares plugged into it. It's all automated and it's one guy running it. And at that point, I can sit back and don't have to do anything. But with the same kind of business, but instead of 6 softwares, you have 10 people doing the job. It's not the same. You're definitely going to spend 6 hours a day just managing those 12 people. So there needs to be systems and software in place to make that possible. But now I have time, so now I can hire more people. I can manage more things at the same time, which is great. That's definitely better step for the business as well, because I have my time freedom that I can not just allow myself to have some freedom in time, but also allow myself to put in more time into the business. And that's what I'm focusing on now. I'm still sleeping very little. I'm about 6 hours now, on average though. I'm still focusing on work. I'm not having fun. I'm not partying. I have much bigger goals. My goals is not to just escape the rat race that I've done, but my goals is much further than that. I'm going to become a billionaire, but that's going to take time. I'm not going to stop yet. I don't think I'm ever going to stop. I'll continue for as long as I want, which will probably be forever, because I'm definitely a workaholic. I'm not going to argue on that one. My mother also said it, and she's worried about me, to be honest. She thinks I'm working too hard. I explained to her, because the thing is, she thinks that I'm gonna be too stressed when I work this hard and I don't get like enough rest in, and she thinks I'm gonna work myself up too much. But what I explained to her is, the moment when I stop, that's actually the moment when I start to stress. And that is where she got the idea from, that I'm then a workaholic, because when I don't work, it starts to bother me. When I sit still, when I have a day off, I hate the day off. I can't do it. It's punishment. Like, at the end of that day, I feel so bad. I feel like I've been so unproductive. I'm disappointed in myself. I'm literally eating myself from the inside out at that point. And then I'm stressed. The next day I go to work and I smash all day. that happened actually after my mother told me I should take it a bit slower. I tried to take the day off. Then the next day, I felt so bad that I worked through the entire night. I closely worked to 48 hours the day after because of the fact that I took the day off before. I felt like I had to make up for that day that I took off. So taking a day off is not a good idea, for me at least. It's draining, so I can't do that. It's actually making things worse than better. So taking days off, out of the question. I don't want to, so I shouldn't. There's no point in doing it. It's not benefiting me or anyone else. So definitely not the business either, not my future. There's no point in doing that. After quitting yachting, I've always wanted to do like a YouTube channel for as long as I can remember. But obviously always had other things going on, business, work, everything, just didn't have time. Never knew what to start the YouTube channel about, even when I had time, before I was so committed, when I was just doing yachting or just doing a different work. I wanted to start a channel, but never knew what about, so I never did. And then when escaping the rat race came closer, I realized now I can do this. I can now start a YouTube channel. I will have the time to be able to put towards it. Even though I prefer putting time towards the business, I love doing this. I love helping other people and inspiring people and sharing the knowledge that I've gained over the time with other people. And with that, I believe that that will then help them in their business or whatever kind of adventures they would want to pursue. So I don't see this as a waste of my time, not at all. This is definitely worth every single second. I'll continue for probably forever because this is fun. I love it. I love sharing. So anyone can come along with me on the journey. They can join me on the journey. They can just come along for the watch and the ride, for the adventure if they want to. Or in my preferred case, I would like everyone to try something else, like try something of their own and follow along while doing something, starting their own business, telling me like, hey Dan, sending me an Instagram message saying I started a business from watching your podcast or listening to your podcast or from your short form content, whether it's YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, doesn't matter. Like, I'll be super in the clouds if I hear how I was able to inspire someone to start a business and then eventually watching them escape their 9-to-5 and being able to then escape the rat race in the process, with a successful business running, making them more money than they could have ever imagined. That's the thing. People that's employed has absolutely no idea the amount of money that you can make in business. There's no clue. Like I'm including myself, that was me as well. I was employed and you have your salary in your mind, and that's like a box. You have a little box around your head and that's your salary. If your salary can grow up until this point, like for example yachting, make a decent salary in any position, and then you still have the possibility to climb the ranks up until captain, and with your box being this big, you think, wow, captain making so much, this is incredible. I can also make this much after spending a lot of money and courses, but not to mention that, and spending a lot of years sacrificing with family and friends as well, but let's not mention that. Let's just focus that those things are the small things, that we're getting to the big thing. The big thing is, once you get there, then what? Yeah, sure, you can get to a bigger boat, but there's always going to be a limit. at some point there's going to be a limit. Sure, inflation will go, so your salary will go, but still, that's still inflation. Inflation will actually, might even make that salary less. But in yachting, the salary is growing fast enough to keep up with inflation, I would say. And I'm just using this example now with yachting as a example. It can be related over to any industry. I'm sure a lot of people know exactly what their maximum will be that they can go towards. And in business, that's not the case. The thing is, there is no limit. This massive box that, for example, a captain can have looks amazing to the guy with a small little box over his head in that salary that he is in at the moment. And he can go up until captain, which looks amazing, but it's not amazing. It's small. Honestly, like, you have no idea. If you don't have at least a super profitable business, you have no idea. In order to go from the small box to the big box in the business, you have to spend several years. You have to educate yourself, whether it's courses or classes or whatever, back to school, studying. I don't know what it is in your profession, but there's so much money, time, experience and things that you need to expand. While in business, and this is something that's everyone, I want everyone to know this, in business it's different. You can double your income in the matter of 24 hours if you have the correct resources to do so. You can, for example, by just making one agreement with the correct individual, you can easily double your business you've been doing, depending on your business or things like that. But it's all about contacts. It's all about who you meet, where you spend your time, with who you spend your time. You can throw more money into marketing, and you don't have to spend 2 years studying. You don't have to spend $20,000 on courses or anything. You can just straightforward spend more money on marketing, make more money at the end of the month, spend more time somewhere where you'll meet highly or high individuals that might benefit your business, or that you can maybe both, or maybe just you benefit off, and but mostly both, because obviously they're using your service, so they are happy with it, you are happy with it, you just got a massive client for your business, you just sometimes double your monthly income. That's a thing that the employee mind don't realize. Like, you can do things like that. There is no limit. You can go to a billionaire. You can, if you offer a full-time job, a 9-to-5 to any millionaire or any billionaire, do you think you will take it? Do you think you will take that offer? Even if it makes him just as much as he's earning now. Let's say that millionaire makes $1 million a month. Let's say that's his monthly cash flow. If you offer him a salary at $1 million, I promise you he's not going to take it, because he's not going to be able to double that in the following months. Like, it's, you can't just double a salary like you can double the net income of a business. My best recommendation is also business. It is more risky than a stock portfolio, although stock portfolio is definitely also risky if you don't know what you're doing. Even if you do know what you're doing, it's still risky. But business is by far the best, in my opinion. You can't scale stocks as fast as you can scale business. Like what I just explained, you can't just go shake a hand and now you've doubled your stock portfolio. That's not the case, but you can in business. Business is my go-to. I've dabbled in every single thing there is. I've dabbled in stocks, I've dabbled in crypto, I've dabbled in trading, I've dabbled in everything. There's, business is by far the best. I don't know why there's not more people focusing on business itself. Business should be the go-to for every single entrepreneur, influencer. These ways of making money that you see online, all those influencers, they should all be marketing, not marketing, they should be pro entrepreneur and pro business, because it's so much better than anything else. Yes, you can take losses at times, but so can you when you're trading, so can you when you're investing, so can you in any way, but the upside is just so much higher in business than anywhere else, in my opinion. Especially when we talk about real estate and property and things like that, that's something that I feel like you shouldn't go in until you, two things, you either need the tax benefit that property has, then if you need it just for that, then yes. Or reason number two will be if you don't know what to do with your money anymore. If you have so much money in your bank, you don't know what to do with it, then yes, buy property. Those are the two reasons. If it's not one of those two, you shouldn't be buying property, in my opinion. That is my opinion. A lot of people will differ with me. I don't have property now, and I don't plan on getting property now. Thing with property is if I put down 10%, that's a lot of money that I could have put in my business. That 10% could have made me 30 times that amount in the next 5 years. While if I put that 10% into real estate, it would take me a year or what to just make that 10% back. I would guess in 1 year, that's a good deal if I make 10% back. Or my 10% deposit back, so 100% of my investment back, but in 1 year. Most real estate properties do a lot less than that. Or if you can get property, let's add a number three. I will also accept buying property if it is at no money down. That's an option. And there's very good books on that. Real Estate Investing with No Money Down. That's a very good book. And that case, I accept it because I didn't have to put money down and it is making money back because now it's a rental property or whatever. Sure. Or even if it's just paying itself off, that makes sense. And then you also get the tax benefit. Perfect. Yes. So there's three reasons why you should buy property and don't buy property if it's not for any of those three reasons. I just feel like that money I can spend in my business makes so much more. Diversification is also a thing. I do understand a lot of people will want to be more diversified, to be safer. Again, entrepreneurship is about taking risks. So I am not well diversified at the moment. I am diversified at the moment in the sense of different businesses. So that's why I don't feel like I'm taking too much risk, because if a business fail, I do have several others that will carry the weight. I don't think it can possibly fail. How can it fail if I'm the one driving? If I'm the one behind the steering wheel, I won't let it fail. I know I won't let it fail, so it's not risky in my opinion. There's always something I can do. That's the life of an entrepreneur. You will face some difficulties, you will get hurdles along the way, and you won't fail unless you give up. And I'm obviously never going to give up, so I'm going to take one hurdle at a time, jump over that hurdle, or just shove the hurdle out of the way, and I won't fail. My businesses won't fail, just not an option. I'll always find a way to make something work out. And if it doesn't work out, then I'll adjust to find a way to make it work out. So there's failing is not an option, definitely not. With an entrepreneurial mindset, it shouldn't. Failure is not, shouldn't be in your vocabulary. So yes, that's then where my entrepreneur mindset came from. And at the moment, to come back to the backbone of this episode, that is to say what I'm doing now at the moment. For those that don't know, I do believe a lot of people do know, especially those following me on Instagram. If you don't already, go to any of my links and you can find my Instagram there, or you can search Daniel Heisermann in either Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, LinkedIn, wherever. It's always Daniel Heisman for all of them, and you'll find me. And you can follow along there. There I share more short form and daily content. Podcast is once a week, close to the end, Thursday or Friday. If you follow me on Instagram, you will know that I have two main things, two main businesses. The most successful and main business is the software company. And that company is selling a review management software to other businesses to help them boost their ranking on Google, because their reviews has a direct impact on how their business is ranked on Google. Not just SEO. SEO is one thing, but for example, whenever you search coffee shop near me on Google Maps, their reviews has a big impact on which business Google is going to show you. So obviously Google is going to show you the few best ones. So that's based off the reviews, and you're going to choose one of the best ones based off the reviews. You're not going to scroll until the 40th coffee shop before you choose that coffee shop. Obviously, you're going to choose the top five or maybe six, maybe seven. So that's what our software helps businesses with. It automates the system of reviews in all sense, from responding, asking for reviews, putting, sharing it on social media, website, widgets, everything. AI automated responds to like any kind of reviews, and just a filtering system as well to first ask the guest or client whether they had a good or bad experience. And if it's bad, the negative review gets sent to the business as an email, while the positive reviews goes live on the major platforms such as Google, whichever other platform the business choose. For example, my short-term rental company, we also have Airbnb linked up, so we get the reviews on both Google and Airbnb. Speaking of that, my second business is a short-term rental company, which is located in Cape Town, and we are looking to expand abroad. I'm working on that, but that's still going to take a bit of time. I started looking into it, but not just yet there yet. Let's just take over Cape Town first. That business is still small, but I have focused most of my time on the most profitable business, which is the software company. The short-term rental company could and will be a lot more profitable, and it will get there, but that I'll spend more time on that once I feel the software business is automated growth on that side, because obviously I'm going to spend the most of my time there where I make the most amount of money. So that's me at the moment. That's the two major ones. I do have some small thingies here and there as well, but that's a fraction. That's nothing of my, not enough of my income to mention it. And that's what I do now. I live and work wherever I want to. I'm in Bangkok at the moment. That's why there's no guest, because the guest in Bali is not there. I might, whenever I travel, I might get a guest from a different country in the future that do something similar, that can also go to a place like Bali and work there, because obviously I won't always be in Bali to feature entrepreneurs from Bali, but the principle will stay the same of the whole idea of the podcast. So now I believe everyone knows exactly what I do. Follow along on Instagram or wherever if you want to know more and stay up to date about where I am, what I'm doing. And feel free to send me a DM at any time. I'm always open, open for having a chat, giving some advice, asking questions, whatever it might be. I do get people asking me sometimes, what's the best business? And I always give them my best answer at that time that I do believe is the best. That's just an example. You can come up to me with any question. And I would love to hear your story as well. I'm not just there for questions. Feel free to share your story. I would love to know more and connect and meet new people. Thanks for staying until the end of this episode. You guys are my favorite guys that stays up until the end. Please follow the podcast channel that you are watching this on as well, whether it's Podbean, Spotify, YouTube, wherever it is. Please subscribe and follow. I would really appreciate that. It means a lot to me. Turn on notifications so that you can get notified, like whatever it is you want to do, comment anything, please. I love some form of engagement. I will most definitely engage back. I'll respond to each and every single comment. If I don't respond within 10 minutes, send me a DM and tell me to go and respond, because I promise I will. So connect with me wherever it might be. Thank you for tuning in. And that was episode number 6. Cheers.